Tech Talk time on WATD. Every week at this time on the South Shore's Morning News, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Good morning, David.
And good morning to you, Rob. Welcome to Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Okay, so here we are. Let's dive into it. We need that.
Let's dive in. So the theme this year is to secure our world. And part of that is Pam and I have noticed in the past week or so that phishing emails have really kicked up more than usual. Just a couple of instances. Pam got one that included a QR code to scan with the smartphone and said to update our oil delivery.
Oh, okay. It's
obviously, I would have been able to infect her phone. By the way, we have gas heat, so it wasn't something we were going to scan.
Oh, they tried it. Okay, they figured maybe someone's, you send it. Yeah, the chances are maybe they got gas, electric, or oil. So you just send it.
Or oil somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Update your oil delivery. Okay.
And I've got one supposedly from Microsoft, which happens quite often, stating in somewhat unclear English, email service quota exceeded. My email service quota exceeded. And included a link button, just a button you can click on that said, clear cache now. So obviously I right-clicked on that button, checked the URL on one of our URL checkers, and it was an infected URL. And it came actually from a student's email at Willamette College.
So, where is that?
Which it was a true email. And yeah. Apparently this student's email has been hacked, and it's being used to send out phishing emails.
Oh, boy.
So, that's part of one of the next things we'll talk about here. And then the last one, Pam was notified that her mailbox was full, and it would be deleted if she didn't confirm her email address and password right away. Usually the threat of deletion could get some folks to actually click and comply. Which, once you've clicked and confirmed your email address and password, which almost always means typing it in, the cyber scammer has your information. So,
all right, so this is what's going on. As we talked about, they're just going to keep firing this stuff at you frequently. And you talked about these QR codes. And I was getting some alert that there seems to be more people trying those QR codes. So let's get into how we can better to secure our world, David.
Yeah, so we talk about this all the time, but it's always good to review it. First thing is, we'll talk about the Willamette educational person. You got to change your password and always keep changing your email password to make it secure. So, number one, though, is to recognize and avoid phishing. Harmful links or attachments provide unauthorized access to you and can infect your network with malicious code. It's easy to spot, and especially if you get an email from someone saying, update your oil delivery, and you don't have oil delivery, oil heat. So you need to be just a little common sense when you look at these things.
Yeah. Okay.
Second one is to use strong passwords, and we always suggest a password manager. Passwords are the keys to your and my digital castle. Just like your house keys, you want to have everything you do to keep them safe.
All right. And we know we need a lot of passwords, and you're saying that we can't just keep the same password forever.
And on the same password on all accounts is another challenge. But yes, you always have to change your passwords. They should all be unique, which is why we recommend a password manager, so you don't have to write them down and stick them under your keyboard. Or else you might save your passwords.
Yeah, because we all must. I can't even imagine how many passwords there are for everything. But there must be. You were saying it's upwards almost to 100, maybe.
At least.
Yeah.
You think about it. Your bank, all your online shopping, all the things you do online. You have to have passwords for everything. So
I know. Even to go into the rewards page to get 50% off an entree. Forgot last night. I said, when's the last time I used this? I wanted it, and I couldn't remember the darn password.
So most password managers work on your cell phone so that you can use it wherever you are. So that no matter what, if you're using a good password manager, you're going to be able to get to your passwords and get that 50% off coupon.
Thank you, David. I needed that.
Okay.
All right. So the other one, this is the one I know you've been talking about since the beginning that this thing came out, this multi-factor authentication.
Yeah, it feels like I've been talking about that since the beginning of time.
Well, no, but you were definitely on this, I remember, in the beginning before I even understood exactly what this was. But now, it's become a common thing. And in fact, I don't know. You guys, I mean, I know I have it on my email now here. So I think that worked out great. I assume maybe you guys put that in, or maybe however that works. But now I have this thing where, you know, I had to put in like a text message, but then now I have this thing where it says, it gives me a number, and then I click on this authenticator.
And then you put the number in, yep.
Yeah, I got to unlock the phone, though, all the time. Then put it in, and then sometimes it makes me unlock the phone again. I don't know. It seems like a lot of buttons, but I guess it's safe.
It's being more secure as we go. So
yeah,
you just need to do it. You know, there are still some people who don't know what two-factor authentication is.
Yeah.
And, you know, more and more, fortunately, most websites are forcing you to do some type of authentication beyond just a simple password.
Yeah. I mean, because they don't watch, and especially I know here and my other work emails, they all have this, you know, because the company doesn't want that, you know, they don't want to be opened up to what could be a problem.
Correct. Because if they get into your account, they're on the server.
Yeah.
So if they can move laterally on the server, then they can get many, many more accounts.
Yeah. So I would suspect probably most people, maybe not yourself if you don't have it, but I would imagine that most people at work are probably having to deal with that, right? Wouldn't you feel that most offices are on that now?
Exactly. And it's going to be more important for consumers and to do this as well. Moving forward, if you're offered two-factor authentication, set it up, get it working. It's going to protect you in the long run.
All right. The only thing I always get concerned about, David, is what happens if I lose my cell phone?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I always wonder. I was thinking my cell phone is like my key now. I need this.
Exactly. But if you're once you've set up your two-factor authentication, if you're using an app like you have, an agent, then that's backed up, or you should be backing that up. It should be backed up automatically so that if you were to lose your cell phone, you could simply go back in and get that set up on a new phone.
Ah, okay.
And as long as your password to get into your phone and into your password manager are secure, anyone who finds that phone is not going to get access to your personal information nor your passwords.
All right. And also update software, David?
Always. You know, one of the things that criminals do is they look for flaws in the software so they can get in. We've got Windows 10 expiring next month or next year. And once that expires, they're going to be looking for every opening they can to get into your computer systems.
All right.
So update your software all the time.
The remind me later button is not your friend. All right. Well, David, you get all the tips here. As again, we've been talking this morning about October Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And David, where do people go to read the full blog?
People can go to my website, AccSmartIT, and click on my blog link and learn how we can all work to secure our world.
AccSmartIT.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. AccSmartIT.com. AccSmartIT.com.